The Blessed Virgin Mary is arguably the most powerful intercessor for the souls in purgatory, more than any other angel, more than any other saint. Hence, she is called Queen and Mother of Purgatory. And if we are to become powerful intercessors for the souls in purgatory, we have to work alongside her in praying for them. Most of us already know this, and we experience her power and her intercession through the devotionals that we have. The Scapular of Mount Carmel, the Most Holy Rosary, consecration to the Blessed Mother, along with many others. Wouldn't it be amazing if not only we knew that she was an intercessor for the souls in purgatory, but we could also see exactly what she does, exactly how God uses her. In the book Visions of Purgatory, we see this. We are allowed to pierce behind that veil to see the very detail and the intricacy of how she plays this role of intercessor for the souls in purgatory. And we know that if we are to grow in deeper love for a person, we must know them more. These insights will help you love her more, trust her more, and work better alongside her so that you can become a more powerful intercessor for the souls in purgatory. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. These are the prayers, the suffrages, the acts of virtue and piety, the yearnings of love, and the practices of charity that you do in favor of these holy souls. The Immaculate Virgin has been made the guardian of your suffrages in their favor, and she distributes these treasures unceasingly to the souls in purgatory. See how you have to pray. Those chests must always be overflowing with your good acts, your prayers, and your yearnings of love in favor of these blessed souls. My guardian angel told me that the Most Blessed Virgin wants those of us here below to pray for these blessed souls as an exercise of fraternal charity. Just before the Second World War, the Most Blessed Virgin showed herself during apparitions in He, Germany, as Queen of the Universe and Sovereign of the Souls in Purgatory. The angel indicated to me that these apparitions were authentic and that I should write about them since the Church has not issued any negative judgment about these events. He also told me that during these apparitions, and this is extremely significant, the Virgin Mary showed herself with the child Jesus in her arms, since that is how she often goes to purgatory to visit the suffering souls. It is how she carries Jesus and how she gives herself to him. She is a mother and dispenser of salvation and of light. I saw on this occasion the Blessed Virgin descend among the souls of purgatory. They did not see the child Jesus, but they contemplated Mary and perceived her presence, which inflamed them with a loving desire for union. The Mother of God visits purgatory every Saturday, except during Lent and Advent, and on her feast days. She obtains the liberation of numerous souls on some of these feasts, especially the Immaculate Conception, the Assumption, and the day on which the whole Church celebrates her as the Mother of God. At Christmas too, there are many souls who, through the grace of the Nativity, are admitted to the beatific vision. The Most Holy Virgin lavishes consolations and encouragement on the souls. I believe that she does not love purgatory very much, and that if she could, she would empty it with one blow. Therefore, she asks us to help her with our prayers in favor of the blessed souls of purgatory. The angel told me that these apparitions occurred in Germany and not elsewhere due to the imminent war that Germany would start. Mary attracted the attention of the people of God to purgatory so that every faithful soul could afterward recall her words and thus pray for the millions and millions of soldiers and civilians who would die in this war. In the same way, she proclaimed herself Queen of the Universe to show that she had received, by the will of God, reign over this whole world, above all the people who would later turn into fratricides, and also over heaven and purgatory. On finishing my prayer, I saw Our Lady standing in immense brilliance, with her hands raised to heaven and her heart resplendent. Waves of light that surged from this maternal heart flowed from three large rivers into purgatory, and the poor souls came there to quench their thirst and to bathe in it. I understood the symbol very well, but the souls in purgatory did something else that surprised me. They drank from one of the clear rivers and bathed in the second, obtaining all kinds of joy and consolations. But in the waters of the third river, they looked at their reflection. My guardian angel explained what I was seeing. These holy souls are not just looking at themselves. They are looking at themselves in the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, the image of the holiness of God. When they look at themselves in the water that springs from her loving heart, they see themselves as they are, still loaded down with the remains of sin, still needing expiation. These three rivers form an image. The Immaculate Virgin is a custodian of the truth. The holy souls in purgatory know this, and thus they submerge themselves in Mary, the truth. They drink of Mary, the truth, and they contemplate the truth in Mary. These are the great consolations they receive in purgatory, contemplating in Mary Immaculate the eternal truth, and receiving from Mary Immaculate the eternal truth. This triple river surges from the heart of our Queen and has its source in the Eucharistic heart of Jesus, who is the eternal truth. Mary is the mediator. You do not know this well, but the blessed souls in purgatory, who are beggars of love, poor, and avid for truth, know it well. In the eternal heart of Mary, open upon the whole church, they contemplate what you very often forget, the gift of infinite love. My soul marveled. I saw the most blessed Virgin, and I rejoiced in seeing her, and she with her hands elevated intercede for all of her children. But here below we forget the gift of our mother, the angel concluded. Mary gives you to Jesus. You very often think you are very rich because you are filled with yourselves and do not pay attention to the gift of your mother. But the holy souls in purgatory, who are very needy, who are detached from themselves, receive the gift of Jesus in Mary with an immense gratitude. I have also seen Our Lady walking around, gathering into her Immaculate Heart all our gifts and offerings. Later, she presents herself before the throne of the Divine Trinity and shows her heart filled with what we have given her. Then Jesus receives it, but he keeps a large part in the heart of Mary, and he adds blood and water that comes forth from his divine heart. Her heart filled with the divine gifts of water and blood, Mary then goes to purgatory, where she opens her maternal heart. The blood and water deposited in there by Jesus overflow like a beneficial rain. Mary adds her tears and love, and the souls receive immense relief. Then Our Lady leaves purgatory, and her heart is filled with gratitude and prayers of the suffering souls, which she presents to Jesus. He receives them and exchanges them for water and blood. Then the Most Blessed Virgin returns to earth, to the church militant, and pours out the water and blood. After this, she goes across the earth's surface to collect prayers, suffrages, and good works, and she presents them to her divine Son, who turns them into consolations and graces for the holy souls in purgatory. You know that Michael also always precedes the Immaculate when she visits you here below. He is always present at the Marian apparitions, even though his presence may not be perceived by anyone.